This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending January 4th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 202.41, and that was $5.42 higher than the previous Friday, but with only 504 loads sold for the week in that daily reported spot cutout trade. The comprehensive or the average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including spot trade, formulas, exports, and outfront sales, that was at 200.21, and that was $3.23 higher. We are enjoying a seasonal increase as retailers restock shelves and consumers switch to more beef in their menu, especially greater use of roast and steaks from rounds and chucks. The total reported box beef volume was 5,602 loads, which was 528 loads higher than last week. However, last week was the smallest weekly sales volume since the Christmas week of 2008. So we just haven't had a real good volume count here. My hat is off to those beef salesmen. They have had a tough job through much of the year since sales have been a struggle as prices increase. And we're really happy to see the prices and the volume that has jumped here in the last week. The formula trade was 414 loads more than last week. It was at 3,216 loads, so it was 57% of the total loads sold. Some formulas are based on previous week spot trade, so when we see those big jumps in that spot trade like we did last week, more of the product is pulled from formulas. Exports were at 519 loads, and that was 82 loads less than last week. The outfront sales were at 779 loads, and that was 71 loads more than the previous week. The four-week rolling sales volume was 5,957 loads compared to 6,355 last year. Just a little note of caution, this was the lowest four-week period in the last 5 years. In the spot trade for those primal cuts, the outside primals, which are chucks and rounds, they were $4 to $9 higher as customers turned to more roast cuts throughout or after the holidays. The inside primals, which are the loins and ribs, were mostly steady to $3 higher. However, the select loins were $3 lower. At least we are seeing those choice ribs finally stabilize and quit going down. The cow cutout was pretty good. It was $4 higher, showing continued gains for the last 4 weeks. And those 90% trimmings were about $7 higher for the week, but they gained over $20 in the last month. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was really great. It was $1 to $5 higher at $136 to $139 as packers once again scrambled to fill their kills. Dress prices were $4 to $5 higher for the second week in a row at $217 to $218. The latest average national steer carcass weight for a week ending December 21st was 1 pound lower at 871, and it's following its normal seasonal drop. That compares to 873 last year and 849 pounds for the 4 years of 208 through 211. Cold, stormy weather in several areas continues to impact those feedlot performance and helping to further reduce those weights. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle had a big correction, and it was 1,274 pounds, and that was 7 pounds lower, which totally erased the previous week's gain. The same comparable week last year, we were at 1,282. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.